Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. I know it's the bye week. Is Shindaddy off today, Bill?
Shindaddy is off today, but he did say... So tomorrow he's back on.
Okay.
You know, Temptation Tuesday was incredible. But he's back on tomorrow, but he will send in his picks. He'll send in his
Steve,
picks.
Yeah. Steve Sterling.
It's Steve Sterling. So I will have those for Friday. Friday. But he's off today. It's bye week. You know, get a chance to kind of refresh.
That's smart.
Get a chance to refresh a little bit.
We need that for Shindaddy.
Yes. Yes.
Reminder also, tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
What do we
studio,
have?
We've got Ken Shimmick.
Ken Shimmick Day.
The legend from 1011 News, meteorologist who's retiring next month, will join us for a segment tomorrow, 8 o'clock in studio. We look forward to seeing Ken.
You guys, you know, will I be surprised more at how tall he is or how short he is? All right,
I don't think he's that tall.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I always, you know,
I don't think he's like short.
But I don't know either. Sometimes you meet someone and you go, wow, that dude's tall. Or they're shorter than what I thought. You have no idea.
No, yeah,
because
no,
you know,
because
you don't know on air. On, you know, sometimes I see like a whoever it was. There was a someone next to the time they were interviewing Mateer after the game, and it was a lady. And I'm like going, I go, oh wow, Mateer looks like he's 6'10".
It's a big dude.
You know,
I think he is a pretty big.
He is pretty big, but just it's interesting.
Was he being interviewed by Holly Rowe?
It wasn't Holly Rowe. No, it was someone else. But anyway, it always interests me.
I'm going to make sure that I find the picture that Missing Tooth Greg made for us that had Shimmick in our band.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you have.
I think it's on your desk.
Okay. I'll make sure I show that to Ken
also
tomorrow.
I think it wouldn't be a bad idea like that. We should maybe measure him. See how tall he is.
I bet he's your size.
Think so?
Think so?
Well, you think he's a little smaller than Bill?
Yes.
What do you go? 6'1"?
Six foot even. 6 foot are we going, even.
Might be about 5'1".
Are we going to address his tan?
Yeah, we'll talk about how tan he is.
Like it's a compliment. He's so tan.
Yeah.
It's better than all of us in terms of tan.
I don't have a tan.
We got Shimmick coming in here.
Oh,
what do you have, 44 years?
44 years at 1011.
44 years.
Sort of surreal.
See, where's he going to sit at?
Right here.
Sit right back. He's from Columbus. I know we're not going to delve into that, but we do have to find a couple Columbus things out. We're not going to, you know, hey, do you know Steve? You know him? Yeah. Like, no, we're not going that way.
We didn't really cross paths at all.
Now, he had a brother. That you know of.
Yeah, he had a brother. That I kind of knew because he played basketball at the Y, but I don't remember Ken doing that.
Shimmick brother. Think about this. Tomorrow, Ken Shimmick
is coming in.
It's going to happen right here. It's going to be great.
It's really,
Can't wait for that. 464-5685. Call or text as always. We went through a lot of preseason rankings, and we always do lists. We love lists on the show. Sip, you are a huge fan of lists, right?
I am big.
Everything
rankings, lists.
You love them all. That's why we ranked the teams yesterday. We liked our rankings yesterday, by the way. We're happy with those. I
think we are ours, so we should like them. Well, yes. Yeah. We feel confident.
We feel pretty good about
and
where
I do.
I didn't
last night. I wasn't like, well, okay, I'm going to shut it down and go, man, did we get Iowa right or not? Should they be up one more? No, I didn't.
We had Michigan State a little low, I thought.
But we didn't. We'll see. But I handled it. I was never upset with myself. I was also never mad at Jake. Like, man, why did he have those guys sixth? That makes no sense to me. I was happy with where we were. Thanks, Jake.
Now, I saw this. You know, we were looking at different quarterbacks. Say, how is the conference in the Big Ten good at quarterback, or is it okay at quarterback? And we don't know that right now. It's still not even midseason yet. But if you look at one, stat in terms of where these land, I'm curious also what Bill thinks about passer efficiency as a stat. But right now, this is from Tom Finelli, CBS Sports. It is breakdown. The Big Ten has the top five quarterbacks of passer rating in the country.
Wow.
In order, that's Jade Maeva at USC.
Slowly, please.
Jade Maeva, USC, number one.
Okay.
Fernando Mendoza, number two at Indiana. Julian Sain, Ohio State, three. Damon Williams at Washington? How you say that?
I think Damon.
Damon Williams, Damon. Four. Dante Moore, Oregon, five. Raiola is 14th. Luke Altmaier, 15th. And Aiden Childs is 18th. Hmm. So
that's a good quarterback.
Outside the top five. But you have the top five are all Big Ten in terms of passer efficiency in the country.
That matters. So you're always looking at, in the throw game, it's always like, hey, let's look at, it's kind of like in the run game. It's like, hey, they rush for 230 some yards. Yeah, but they rush for 3.2 a carry because they ran it seven, whatever. That's what you look at. Same thing in the pass game. Oh, they threw for, well, what were their yards per completion? What were their yards per attempt?
Mm-hmm.
Or do all, hey, our yards per completion were really good. But I threw four picks.
Not efficient.
It's not efficient. So it does matter. Absolutely. That's cool to look at. But I don't get excited when someone just, hey, they threw for 340. I really don't care. I want to know way more to it. Touchdowns. I want to know interceptions. I want to know yards per completion, yards per attempt, all those things. That's what matters. Just a sheer number doesn't mean that much to me. You rushed for 122 yards and you carried it 29 times. I'm like, eh. That doesn't fire me up a lot.
These guys are efficient. Mendoza, you like him, don't you?
Well, again, right now, as of today, he is the favorite at the moment to win the Heisman Trophy. Again, it's September 24th. It's not November.
Look at the angst and the anger in Sipple. He is just
wants
so
to
mad.
Walk out right
well,
now.
I mean, why would I do want to say this? He's not the overwhelming favorite in any sense.
No, he's not.
All right.
Make this very clear.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a competition, right. But it just angers you so much. It angers everybody. Just mention
Indiana.
I mean,
really, we're going with Mendoza and Gale Sayers.
People talk about Gale a lot. Every time I'm watching
you get my meaning.
Yes,
Mendoza.
Mendoza's one. Now, again, if you look at Heisman odds, Mendoza's first. Dante Moore is third right now of Oregon. And then Maeva, Julian Sain, and Drew Aller are all currently top 16 and 25 to 1 or better as of this moment.
Mateer would be on that
yes,
list.
Yes, he would be.
Now, if not number one.
I think Mateer's out. If he loses, if he doesn't play in three games,
he's not much out, right?
He's
so good.
Even though you miss Kansas State, if you lose, I think they said the most everyone's ever missed is a Heisman's been two. Mm. Missed two games.
That sucks for him.
It does. He's going to win the Heisman. You don't know that. But he was a great chance to be a Heisman.
He had a great shot.
Great shot at being a Heisman. And then that sucks. But he will be out. But I do love efficiency. I love checking those things out. And also, which you don't see on there, it's like, let's go through. Number one again, who was it?
Maeva,
okay, USC.
They're what? 4-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's two?
Indiana.
What's that?
Mendoza.
Undefeated. Who's third?
That would be
Sain.
Undefeated.
Who's fourth?
Damon Williams.
Undefeated. Who's five?
And Dante Moore.
At that. So, yeah.
Undefeated.
So you don't see you don't see a one up there. It's like, well, they're 1-3.
No.
You know,
well, see
they're 1-3.
I don't think you'll see that. You'd have to go down that list.
Yeah,
but I
don't have it.
It's not like, hey, who's number two in efficiency? Klubnik. No. So it also it transfers over to wins.
It sure does.
It transfers over to what's going on with your team also.
Now, as he points out, Finelli, that they have not played all the elite competition. It's been some bad teams in non-conference play. You just had your first week of conference play, so you haven't even
So if you go,
we'll see how this is in mid-October,
so
in a couple weeks.
Go back through it again. Maeva, has he really played a real game yet?
Michigan State.
Decent. Okay. He played Texas. Now, he wasn't real efficient in that game. His numbers were very low. For what he had.
Didn't have to do much
in that game. But yeah, no one on that list of those top five have played a juggernaut. There's no one that's like going, oh man, that's why they're stacked up.
Here's a question for you, Bill. Are stats real at this point?
No.
Not yet.
No,
not yet. You gotta get
six? I heard the other day, I was listening to it, it's like,
hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
These guys are, they're number one in the ACC. They're number two in this. It shows up a little bit. No, it doesn't. I think you got to get to a solid, my cutoff is 7.
Okay.
And when all of a sudden the stats, you'll see some teams right now that are just, it's like, it's insanity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't emphasize them right now at all. Yeah. Or the other thing too is, which they have, stats by conference, which means that all your stats in your conference game. The other stuff, I don't want to hear about, was it East Florida A&M? Who was the, right. whatever,
like that sort of thing.
Thing. East Texas. Cookman, whoever, yeah. well, East Texas, whatever. Yeah. I don't want to hear about any of those
it's
stats.
In that,
I mean, the NFL is real because guess what? There's 32 teams with the exact same salary cap.
They're all professional.
And also, you get to draft in the order to build up your team.
Correct.
So, those stats... So in the NFL, about week 3 to 4, that starts to be real because it's like, no, everyone they're playing is the same. You know, some of the people, how do you put the stats down for South Florida when they opened up with Boise, Florida, Miami?
And then match those against
someone that had three, Indiana State.
Indiana
played three teams that were, you know,
Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State. That's who they
played. Juggernauts.
So, yeah, so I wouldn't, at that. See, I talk about Indiana openly and fairly.
I know you do.
He shot him down there.
That was the best. I think Mendoza might. Oh,
oh, oh, here we go.
Oh,
let's praise Cignetti.
Oh man, the angst is real, and I love it. I just love the fact of this. Yes.
Who do they play this week? By the
Iowa.
Way?
Iowa.
Oh, that's right. We covered that.
Well. If they win, will it count?
Oh, 100.
Iowa at Iowa. Do you count that
Indiana.
As a win?
Indiana. I mean, I told you I do respect what they did to Illinois. And if they go to Iowa after that resounding win and beat Iowa on the road, I mean, just win the game.
Oh, yeah, just
it's
win.
Impressive. I mean,
I would never look at that win and say, yeah, they won 24-21. Ah, that's fine. A great win. If anybody knows, Nebraska knows, it's hard to win at Iowa.
Oh, God, yes.
So
what a monster game, and it's on Prime.
So I would ask you then, if it's too early to look at stats closely, which I would agree with that. Is it too early to say that the quarterbacks have been overly impressive in the Big Ten, and they are better than advertised?
Impressive. Those guys were the top five are very impressive, and I'd say Dylan's been very impressive. So, yeah, no, it's representative in a lot of ways. It is, and Mendoza's been fabulous.
Wow! What?
Completed 17 straight against Illinois. I mean,
that's hard to do.
Right.
It's hard to complete 17 on air.
Right.
And Illinois obviously is known for playing very good defense, and that didn't happen. So no,
Scott, it sounds like Cignetti, where they're really good up front. They're really good
the
up front.
The reason they're there is because they're good up front, because Altmaier is ranked, what, 15th? Is he right behind
Dylan?
Yeah,
he's 15th in the efficiency.
And
then,
And how was his game? They got sacked. I mean, he got
sacked
beat
him seven
up.
Times.
They got beat up.
Sacked him seven times.
So that's why they weren't a factor, because of what they were up front.
He's got that Kamara guy coming off the edge. Yeah. It'll get really interesting what if they're a national title contender, maybe.
Well, at least they're in that.
Don't forget, Iowa last week won the game, but gave up 28 points to Rutgers. I think we can say Indiana's offense is probably better. Rutgers' offense has been good so far.
It's way better.
They might go into Iowa City and put up 40-plus on a Phil Parker defense.
Could you imagine if that happened? And the reason that Phil Parker's defense has been okay, not like it's, even last year wasn't the same or this year, they're not the same up front.
Nope.
D-line, not even close.
Nope,
not even close. Back end, kind of similar. Now, they don't have a Cooper DeJean. Is that right?
Cooper DeJean.
They don't have him.
No.
But they do have good players back there, but they don't have the same front. And that's why defensively, that's why they Rutgers put up 28 and probably should put up more.
They should have put up more.
Yeah, it should have been more. I mean, Rutgers moved the ball all over on them.
I thought Iowa looked pretty good on Friday.
Offensively, they did.
I think they went back to a little bit like what we talked about here with Gronowski of just do this. We're going to throw this. Ball's going here. They did. They got better with it.
He did miss some throws, but he looked all right. They just, I don't know, I always say it, and it doesn't mean that much, but they look really physical to me. It's still tough. Yeah, it's still Iowa.
It's not all about yards. I know it doesn't tell the story, but Rutgers had 400 yards against Iowa on Friday night.
That's a good number.
It's a lot for Iowa to give up. It's been a great defense.
Off the top of your head. And then Iowa did have the ball a lot, too. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like they were just giving it back three downs. No, Iowa moved the ball every drive.
Iowa had 22 first downs themselves. Rutgers had 20. I mean, it was a good offensive game for both teams.
That doesn't bode well for Iowa right now, because you know Indiana's pretty salty on defense. And so what are the odds of them getting 475?
What a game.
I'm just saying, Mendoza had two incompletions and five touchdowns. Calic Manis had 330 through the air on Iowa. Yeah. What's Mendoza going to do?
He had how much?
330 yards against Iowa.
Calic Manis is playing really well. I mean, he's an example of a guy who's gotten progressively better.
He was 24 for 40 with the pick. He didn't have any touchdown passes. They had four rushing touchdowns in that game. 70 yards rushing, no touchdown passes, but he had a couple, many, many deep shots in that football game.
See, that would be fun. I mean, I'm not joking. It would be fun to go to Iowa City and watch that game.
I would agree with that.
Especially when you see Cignetti kick his butt.
That's what you want to see. Will they?
One question. Your Cignetti's press conference. What's the one question you're asking? What's the one question you get asked?
I don't know. You have to give me a little, like if they win. I don't know what I'd ask.
Say Thursday. The press conference is tomorrow. And you're at Indiana.
You put me on the spot.
What would you ask him?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's your angle?
I don't know enough about his team right now to ask him. Sixth grade Sipple? I don't even know what sixth grade Sipple would ask him.
He's at a loss for words now.
If I'm telling you this right
what
now.
What would you ask?
I would give the largest amount of cash. It would go, if you would do sixth grade Sipple to Cignetti.
Oh, my God.
That would be one of the most remarkable things ever.
I would chip in a lot for that, too. I'm doubling that.
If you're sitting there and you gave him one of those like that, how sweet was that win to Cignetti? That would be incredible.
I would double up on that for you.
I know it's a little more somber because Nebraska lost, but could you do sixth grade Sipple talking to Rule about the Hail Mary?
I will at some point, okay?
Could you get into character quick? And
no, I'm not going to. I'll do it at some point.
Because the Breakers like sixth grade Sipple.
It's very popular.
It's very popular, so we'd like to.
It tends to be better when it's organic.
I do agree with that. Okay. I agree with that.
So it'll happen.
Before we get to break, we've been plugging this for a couple of weeks, though. We know that we are big fans on this show of Mindel boots, right?
Big fan.
You said it's your favorite boots
from Germany.
You own, yeah. Right, Sip?
Yeah, I got two pair. Yeah.
Well, I forget.
You wore them to the bowl game.
I did.
In New York City. On the subway.
I wore them there.
Jake's on the subway in Mindel boots.
I was. And I was very comfortable, Bill. It was awesome.
They look good, too.
We've been doing things. I got sidetracked yesterday. We got distracted. But so it's supposed to be Trekking Tuesday. It's still Trekking Tuesday.
It's Wednesday. Temptation Tuesday.
It was. So if you want a chance to win $50 to Mindel boots.
Ooh.
This is worth it.
You've got to email us at earlybreak937@gmail.com. Your
say
best
it again.
earlybreak937@gmail.com. Thank email you. Us. Your best story from the outdoors, any sort of funny story, crazy story from the outdoors. If you're the best, we'll give you $50 to Mindel. Check out their inventory at MindelUSA.com, spelled MindelUSA.com.
Can I hit one more thing?
Yes, Bill, go ahead.
Take the music down.
Oh,
a little
sorry,
bit.
Hang on.
It's okay.
Go
take
ahead.
It down.
It's and the reason I want to talk about that is the day off like that. It's Shin Daddy's birthday.
Whoa!
It's Shin Daddy's birthday. And, I wanted to wait till the 7 o'clock
hour.
Understood. Phone number. Phone number 402-360-0982. 402-360-0982. Shin Daddy's birthday today. Please reach out and shoot him a text and send him maybe a meme or something or a photo or something like that. Just something like that to let you know that you appreciate his work that he's done. Talking about Temptation Tuesday and whatever else is going on. But that's Shin Daddy, and it's his birthday. I'm going to give it one more time.
Please
402-360-0982. Personal phone number. Please text Shin Daddy.
He will have a text from me during the break. I think Sip as well during the break. Yeah. When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.